And now I will read you one very new poem that's not in the book, and a few from the last section of the book. This is called "During a Son's Dangerous Illness," and it sort of, in a way, fits. If it had been written in time to go in the book, it probably would have gone in that section with those broken ghazals, some of those poems that I read from the earliest section of this book, Oblique Prayers. "During a Son's Dangerous Illness." "You could die before me. I've always known it, the dreaded worst, unnatural but possible in the play of matter, matter and growth and fate. My sister Philippa died 12 years before I was born, the perfect, laughing firstborn, a gift to be cherished as my orphaned mother had not been cherished. Suddenly, death, a baby, cold and still. Parent, child, death ignores protocol. A sweep of its cape brushes this one or that one into the dust at random. What becomes of the past if the future snaps off brittle? The present left as a jagged edge, opening on nothing. Grief for the menaced world. Lost rivers, poisoned lakes, all creatures perhaps to be fire-blasted off the whirling cinder we loved but not enough. The grief I'd know if I lived into your unthinkable death is a splinter of that self-same grief, infinitely smaller but the same in kind. One stretching the mind's fibers to touch eternal nothingness. The other, tasting in fear the desolation of survival."